For her story today, national political correspondent Story Hinckley spoke with a group of avid supporters of President Donald Trump in Virginia. One of them, Michelle DeStefano, was the Rivanna Magisterial District Chair of the Albemarle County Republican Committee. She had been told not to talk to the press because of her position, but she disagreed with that policy and quit. Ms. DeStefano told Story she values connections with the media, even if other Republicans are afraid to speak out. At least in this area, she says, we are so invisible. Here was this opportunity. Let's take advantage and have our story be told a little bit. She says it's about being willing to put your name to what you believe in. Other people weren't, and that's disappointing to me. If Trump supporters are worried about getting their cars keyed for their political beliefs, she says, that's really worrisome. If you're worried about those things happening, then our society is in bad shape. We at The Monitor are grateful to Ms. DeStefano. People like her make it possible for us, the media, to report on politics with accuracy and balance. It's Wednesday, April 16th. This is The Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Amelia Newcomb. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. NATO's Secretary General called the alliance's support for Ukraine unwavering. Mark Rutte emphasized that more than 20 billion euros, or $22 billion, has already been pledged for Ukraine by NATO allies in the early months of 2025. Mr. Rutte met with President Volodymyr Zelensky in the port city of Odessa, days after a Russian strike hit the city of Sumy, killing over 35 people and wounding 119. A Russian court convicted four journalists of extremism for working for an anti-corruption group founded by the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny. It sentenced each of them to 5.5 years in prison. The closed-door trial was part of a crackdown on dissent that has reached an unprecedented scale since Moscow's February 2022 invasion of Ukraine. A female U.S. Army Ranger for the first time competed in the annual Best Ranger competition. First Lieutenant Gabrielle White and her teammate, Captain Seth Del Tenre, were among 16 of 52 teams that made it through the grueling 3-day events, in which Ranger teams compete for accolades as the best of the elite military force. Four smugglers caught trying to transport thousands of live ants out of Kenya for sale on exotic pet markets in Europe and Asia will be sentenced for trafficking wildlife. In a case hailed by the Kenya Wildlife Service as one that broadens perceptions of animal smuggling to include lesser-known yet ecologically critical species, authorities intercepted live queen ants, including the giant African harvester ant, concealed in modified test tubes. Now, today's Monitor stories. Across China, the flow of exports screeched to a halt last Friday as 145% U.S. tariffs took hold and Beijing announced countermeasures. But in his first public comments, Chinese leader Xi Jinping did not betray concern. President Donald Trump has set the stage for an epic showdown with Mr. Xi. It will likely end only when one of them finds the political and economic cost too great to bear. So far, experts say, Mr. Trump's vacillation is boosting Mr. Xi's confidence that Washington will buckle first. Ann Scott Tyson reports from Beijing for The Monitor. President Donald Trump's most ardent supporters have been largely unswayed by dire economic reports related to tariffs or constant talk of an impending constitutional crisis. They see him as a disruptor and once-in-a-generation visionary. At one weeknight gathering of friends in Virginia, they told our reporter that they've never been prouder of the man remaking the U.S. government and, some argue, the world. Story Hinckley reports from Keswick, Virginia, for The Monitor. Before Saeed Ali lost his leg in an attack during Somalia's ongoing conflict, he was one of his school's best soccer players. He thought he would never play his beloved sport again. Then a neighbor told him about amputee soccer. Today, Somalia's Amputee Soccer League has 4 teams. Participants say the sport often frees them mentally. "When I have the ball," says one defender, "my enthusiasm for the game makes me forget that I have lost a leg." Mohammed Sheikh Noor reports from Mogadishu, Somalia, for The Monitor. With President Donald Trump's trade policies, a new threat of tariffs or retreat from them emerges every few days. The chaos has the world wondering whether there's a method behind the apparent madness. There is, negotiation experts say. President Trump is employing a specific strategy to wring concessions from other nations. The idea is not that Mr. Trump is a madman, but that he acts like one. Other presidents, notably Richard Nixon, used the strategy in international negotiations. But 85 days into the Trump administration, market jitters and commercial realities have begun to set in. Laurent Belsey reports for The Monitor. Artificial intelligence often works in concert with 5G wireless networks and internet-connected devices. The technology is emerging quickly, and as the influence of this trio grows, calls are rising for much stronger public awareness of its impact on daily life and global dynamics. Christina Lindborg reports for The Monitor. The Behboud Association of Pakistan was created after the 1965 war between India and Pakistan that left thousands of women without husbands. Volunteers started a training program in Rawalpindi, where war widows, who had no other source of income, were taught to sew and embroider. 60 years later, the association has expanded into a nationwide operation. "When a woman comes to us looking for work, we never say no," says President Abida Malik. "We have already lifted 1.6 million women out of poverty, and we're still doing it." Hassan Ali reports from Rawalpindi, Pakistan, for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how social trust propels Ivory Coast. The West African nation of Ivory Coast knows a thing or two about resilience. It has navigated through 2 civil wars so far in this century. It battles extremist militias along its borders, and it struggles with widespread poverty. Despite all that, it stands out in Africa for its economic progress. Growth in its gross domestic product has lately been 6% to 7% a year. Inflation is low, at about 4%. Most of all, it has seen a 1/3 decline in the percentage of Ivorians living below the poverty line. An underlying cause is an effort by religious and political leaders to build social trust. Interfaith initiatives are frequent. Organizations quickly address misinformation or grievances at the community level to avert wider conflagration. A Christian-Muslim dialogue in January called on all citizens to promote messages of peace, fraternity, and unity. President Alassane Ouattara himself seems inclined toward pragmatic peacemaking. He took office amid violence that erupted after former President Laurent Gbagbo vehemently contested Mr. Ouattara's 2010 electoral victory. More than 3,000 people died in that civil war, fueled by politicization over a concept of nationality that excludes a large portion of the population, such as President Ouattara, whose families may have immigrated or had roots in neighboring countries. Nevertheless, Mr. Ouattara has accorded the former president all the perks due a former head of state, lifting a 20-year prison sentence on Mr. Gbagbo. Mr. Ouattara's programs on infrastructure, jobs, and land tenure have targeted previously ignored northern regions susceptible to extremism. But now they're expanding. Other projects aim to serve and reintegrate youth. The nation's ranking in a global corruption index continues to improve. Regional and local elections have become more credible. An election for president in October may test this trajectory. Mr. Ouattara is signaling that he may run for a fourth term. A decision to stay could derail progress, as there is a new generation ready to build on the gains achieved on his watch. According to one think tank, the number of capable, serious candidates for president indicates growing openness of the political system. New leaders are coming up, a government advisor recently told the New York Amsterdam News. We have a generation that wants to change things. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how taking a prayerful pause to affirm and feel God's guiding love can bring inspiration and peace. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. And thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt and Nate Eigelhart.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.